Doesn't matter who you are or where you're from. Get swiping, clicking, and tapping. Yeah. Get us on demand now. Just search Ash London Live. It's the show built for you, a nation of music fans. Woo! From the sound of the underground to the beats on the streets and everything in between. From the air to the ground and streaming across the globe. Unlock, plug in, turn up. Ash London Live.
Woo! What a day to be alive. Happy Wednesday, beautiful humans. My name is Ash London. Draco, you just did a very masculine, like, whoa, at the end there.
And as I did it, my thing pulled out, my headphones, and I couldn't hear anything.
That was very stressful. Hey, we're going to have such a huge show tonight. Thanks so much for tuning in to hang out with us. A trip to Los Angeles to see the Carters, that is Jay-Z and Beyonce, is going off. AshLondonLive.com to register. Amy Shark is back in studio tonight to unveil another track off her new album, plus tickets to see her at MTV Unplugged. And we played a bit of a practical joke on our mate Brad tonight with his favourite band, Fundamentals. They are in a little later. They are such legends. Always so much fun to have around, but let's get straight into it.
Ash London loves.
We're kicking it off tonight a little differently with just a song that I am absolutely loving, and to make it even more exciting, she is Australian. Now, if you had the chance to see Coldplay live in concert when they came last year, you would have seen Jess Kent supporting them. She is wonderful, and this song puts me in such a good mood. Let's get into it. Kicking us off tonight, this is Jess Kent with Bass Bumps. It's brand new to Ash London Live.
Ash London Live.
We're asking on 131060, have you had a crappy day? Has something happened that's just made you be like, oh. Well, you know what? We want to serve as your inner Dean Lewis / therapist and just let you know that it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. So, for instance, Draco, something happened to you today.
I don't know if it will be all right.
Oh, what's happened? What's happened, darling?
It happened twice today over the same thing. So, where we work, there is a Starbucks about 100 metres down the road to the left.
Yeah, I know the one. And then there's the one at the cinema.
100 metres up the road.
Yeah.
So, I went to the one down near the theatre first.
Mm-hmm.
I asked for a brewed coffee that comes out of the machine. You never have to wait because it's just
you
there.
You don't have to wait for that. It's instant.
There was none. It was going to be a 7-minute wait while they made it.
Oh, God.
And I was in a rush. I said, don't worry, I'll go to the other one. Went up the road and I was like, hey, can I get a brewed coffee? There was none there either. It was going to be a 6-minute wait while they made the bloody coffee.
Should we ask Dean Lewis what he thinks? Dean reckons it's going to be fine. You're going to be fine, Draco. Do you feel better?
Yeah, thanks,
Got it off your chest. Yeah. Give us a call on 131060. Let us know what happened to you. We will give you the assurance you need, and we'll give you Snow Patrol tickets, or we'll give you tickets to Mamma Mia 2. Two great options. It definitely will be all right.
Ash London Live.
We have been inspired by our mate Dean Lewis. His new song is called Be All Right, and it's a nice thing when, you know, you feel like your life's going to the going to crap, and you tell someone, they go, it's going to be all right. And then them saying that just makes you feel better. So we wanted to channel our inner Dino and hear from you guys on 131060 to hear about what exactly has been going on in your life. What's happening? We'll kick it off with Amy. Amy lives in Victoria now. You've had a bit of a rough day. What's happened, darling?
I've had to stay back at work for nearly 11 hours doing stock take.
Loads. Oh, God. So that's like going through all the stock that you have to find out how much is in there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Very laborious. Are you exhausted? Have you got sore shoulders and a headache?
Yeah, pretty much. And then I didn't get to go to the gym either, and I haven't eaten. Hangry as well.
Oh, you're hangry. Well, let's ask Dean Lewis to give you his advice. Let's see. It'll be all right. Do you feel better, Amy?
I do.
Okay, well, not only have we got kind words from Dean Lewis, we're going to give you a double pass to see Snow Patrol. Good on you, darling.
Oh, my God, thank you.
You're very welcome. They're one of my favourite bands on earth. We're going to go to Melissa up next. She's over the border in New South Wales. And Melissa, you've had a hard day. Tell Auntie Ash about it.
Well, I got my licence renewal, my rego renewal, and my car insurance renewal all on the same day, so it's nearly $2,000.
They need to split that up over the year, Melissa.
Yeah. I just wasn't expecting it all at once.
It's so hard, isn't it? Money sucks.
As soon as you get it, it just disappears.
It disappears. And then you get a pay rise, so you think, I'm going to have all this money now. But you don't. You just spend more money.
That's right. You always find more bills to pay.
Exactly. Well, Melissa, as usual, we will ask Dean Lewis if he has some comforting words for you. There you go, Melissa. It's going to be fine. You'll find the money. Just eat me goreng noodles from Coles. We're also going to give you a double pass to Snow Patrol for free. You don't have to pay for those, Melissa.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome. And finally, we're going to go to Izzy. Izzy, so far, someone's stayed at work late for stock take. Somebody else got 4,000 bills on one day. What's happened to you, babe?
I was rear-ended and my car was written off.
No. Oh, yeah. Darling. Are you okay, first of all?
Yes, I'm all okay. Right.
You're fine, but you've got to bloody now go through that whole rigmarole of the insurance and fixing it and not having a car to get around, Izzy.
Exactly. It's horrible. Oh.
Well, we're going to go to Dean Lewis. I think he wants to say something. Oh, it's going to be okay, Izzy.
He made me feel much better.
Good. That's what we want to do here on Our Sunday Live. We're going to send you off to Mamma Mia 2 because you can't be sad with Meryl Streep and Cher in the same film. You just can't. It's scientifically proven, Izzy.
That's right. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, darling girl. I hope it all goes really well. And this is that's why we do this show, Draco, to just help people feel better, right?
Yep.
It's not all just, you know, playing Justin Bieber. Yeah.
What's good? We're Fundamentals on Ash London Live.
Fundamentals, well, two-thirds of. Welcome, boys.
Hey, thank you.
Missed those lovely faces.
It's been a minute.
It's been a hot minute. I'm not the only one that's had a wonderful year. You boys have had a bloody wonderful 10 years. As if it's 10 years of Thunder's goodness.
Right. I know. I can't believe it's just flown by. We've had a blast.
We're only getting younger, though. That's a good thing.
Benjamin Button in this place.
Benjamin Button style. Channeling you in a Brad Pitt. I love that. And you've just wrapped, was it 24 dates that you have been smashing out?
I think that's about half of what we actually did. I think we did around 40.
Yeah. What's wrong with you? Surely you think what we've been doing for 10 years, we can rest.
It's management's wrong with us, I suppose. Send us out on the road all the time.
Make money off you. Squeezing every last drop of cash out of Thunders. It's out of control. But have you been feeling the love? Like, it must be such an amazing feeling after all this to get out onto those stages and just feel the love emanating back from the people.
Yeah, no, it was actually crazy great tour for us. And it was like largely regional, which is always so dope to get out to those more remote spots because, you know, I feel like they might not get to see live music as much and they may not have seen us play for a long time, whereas, you know, when you do capitals and that, you know.
We take it for granted.
Yeah, and people get to see you more often, I guess. So, yeah, we really kind of met a lot of kind of like hardcore like fans who've been rocking with us for a minute who might not have had a chance to see us for a long time.
Yeah, well, very soon they will get a chance to see you if they go to Snowtunes, which is this awesome festival you're doing at the end of August. Plus, you've got this new single out, I Miss You, which is so good. It's all about putting your bloody phones away.
Exactly.
It's a great track.
Thank you.
Are you really living it? Are you? Because once you put this song out, you can't be having dinner with someone and checking your phone halfway through dinner because they'll be like...
Yeah, nah, definitely not. Definitely not. We are trying to be in the moment, live every experience to its fullest degree. But, you know, there is also, we haven't, despite putting this song out, like, we are actually, like, we're addicted to social media as well.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's kind of like, we're not just like pointing the finger saying, oh, all you people on social media, like, connect with real life. It's like kind of calling ourselves out as well.
Yeah.
Because, like, we've got, you know, we're always, you know, we operate a lot of our businesses on social media and all that kind of stuff. So,
do you find that sometimes you like are on your phone and then you like check Instagram, check Twitter, check Facebook, and then instead of then just putting away, you start the cycle again and go back to the thing you started at and go back to Instagram?
Sometimes, yeah. I don't have like an Instagram, my own Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
I don't post on Facebook. I kind of like, I stay away from it a little bit, maybe for about 4 years. I still observe, though. I'm like,
you're
I'm
a
out there. Yeah, every now and then I'm like, what am I even looking at here? But yeah, I'm peeping. Yeah.
He's
a little
boy,
peeping Tom.
But, a little peeping Tom. That's cool.
There's not no a poster.
What has the response been from people? Because I know it's often, you know, like, it's the kind of song that does make you think. Every time I play it on the radio, I tell people, like, actually, take a listen to these. these lyrics, and like, and often when you hear something that kind of like rings true for you, you get a bit defensive, but really it is a good thing. So what's the response been from people? Have you had people reaching out to you being like, yeah, you're right, or like, I want to be better and be more present in life?
Yeah, I mean, the response has been nothing but positive, really.
People are saying, yeah, I totally relate to this song right now. You know, boyfriend's always on his phone. We've seen some things like that. I think that a couple of weeks ago, there was a photo on our Instagram that I saw, actually, and it was some chick who did a post and she was filming her boyfriend who was just standing there on her phone, and they were at some, like, lookout or something. So, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And we know that this is part of an album.
Indeed.
Where we at?
We actually just finished mixing. Just
that's the best.
Literally, like today. Literally today.
What? So, how do you feel?
I feel great.
Tired.
That's so cool. Yeah.
I'm going to go celebrate with a bowl of noodles or something like that.
What's the turnaround process between now and this album being in our hot little hands?
Anywhere from, tomorrow to 2034, I think.
Sick.
Is,
all right.
We're thinking,
I appreciate the honesty.
Does
it have a name
time.
Yet?
It does have a name, but I think we're not in a position to be able to share it quite yet.
Well, boys, I look forward to hearing this album between now and 2034. And thanks for coming in and having some fun with us today. We appreciate that you're probably pretty exhausted, and it means a lot that you'd come and hang out and spend some time with me today. Thank you.
Appreciate you too.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks, Ash. Ash London Live.